Arizona Board of Regents this morning gave its approval to Phase 3 of the Sun Devil Stadium renovation project. The $268 million project is about $12 million more expensive than expected. Joining me with more on that is ASU's Chief Financial Officer, Morgan Olson. And Morgan, what will today's vote by the Regents mean for the overall job?
Well, we've been in the middle of a three-phase project to reinvent Sun Devil Stadium. The first phase was completed before last season. We're in the middle of phase two and looking forward to starting the season in September. And then phase three, which was the subject of the action that the board took today, will commence for the most part just after the season is completed. There's a little bit of work that we think we can do in the course of this season.
And what will that third phase entail?
So the third phase will finish up the east side of the stadium, putting in a new lower bowl, replacing all of the concessions and utilities and sales areas, replacing a good deal of the seating. And we will also complete the construction of the student-athlete facility in the north end zone of the stadium.
I know that there have been concerns about some of the cost overruns on this project. To what do you attribute the fact that this project is turning out to be a bit more expensive than you expected?
Sure. So we have been doing the phases, or the project, as I indicated, in three phases. And we did that purposely because we knew that we would be learning things about the stadium. It was built originally in 1958 through the process. Areas that have resulted in our deciding to add some money to the project budget are basically threefold. First of all, we identified during excavation of the stadium in phase two that there were some areas that had soil conditions that would not support the reconstruction of the stadium. So there was excavation that was unanticipated and then replacement with new fill in that area. The second item is when we got an opportunity to actually look at the condition of the lower bowl during the phase one reconstruction, it was discovered that the deterioration in some areas of the lower bowl were greater than had been anticipated. And so we could have kept the lower bowl in place, but we knew that in sometime in the next 5 to 10 years that it would be necessary to completely replace the entire lower bowl. And so we decided that the appropriate thing to do at this point was to go ahead and replace the west side in phase two. And, of course, we'll go ahead and now do the east side in phase three so that we'll have an entire new lower bowl.
Do you have concerns that you might find some stuff that you're not expecting in this third phase and it might turn out to be more expensive than you thought as well?
You know, that's always possible. We don't think so. We've got a great team working on the stadium, and so we have confidence that we've identified the things that require attention here. We expect that this will now represent the full cost of the project over all three phases.
And how will the university pay for the money that you didn't anticipate having to spend originally?
Well, that's a bit of good news. When we put together the plan of finance for the project, we made certain assumptions about the cost of capital. We're borrowing around $200 million that we will pay back over time, you know, through a bond issue. And the cost of capital, interest rates have been so low that we will actually be able to cover that additional $12.7 million without increasing the debt service that was in our original plan.
Morgan Olson is ASU's Chief Financial Officer. We spoke with him from Flagstaff, where he's attending the Board of Regents meeting. The board this morning voted to approve Phase 3 of the Sun Devil Stadium renovation project. Morgan, thank you very much.
My pleasure. You have a great day.